Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Redmen News. It's been a while since I've been on this. I feel like the last time I was on this show, it was just after coming back from Qatar and I realised that we couldn't sit on a beach and do them anymore.
You need to do more work, don't you?
Yeah.
This is my fourth time this week.
Yeah,
everyone's sick of me.
Yeah. I am. Anyway, I'm only messing. Everyone loves Ross. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for this new show. We'll kick it off. Basically, Tottenham's coming up on the weekend, and as you can see on the website right now, we've got an opposition insight with Flav from the Fighting Cock. Fantastic 30-minute long sit down with Chris, talking through how he thinks Spurs is going to get on and Mourinho's appointment and what have you. We've obviously got the build up, which is out on the main YouTube channel, which has a clip of that opposition insight in there as well. So if you're on the fence, go and watch the Umbo and check it out. We've obviously got a Reds transfer roundup talking about a load of these new studies that we've covered on the daily news as well, and we've got a newsroom podcast with Paul Gorst going out later on today, Ross, which should be very exciting. That was also a very good show. We'll kick it off with some news anyway. Liverpool make profit on Alan transfer despite Alcas not making first team appearance is the title from the Mirror. This is Alan D'Souza. He joined Liverpool in 2015, Ross. We paid $500,000 for him. And the Mirror reporting that we just got a £2.5 million deal for him. Neil Jones on Twitter is saying 3.2 plus 10% sell-on clause agreed. What's your thoughts on this? And obviously in the comments below, let us know your thoughts on this. This is some mad business again. We're getting profits from... He's not played a game, a senior game for Liverpool.
Yeah, he's obviously highly rated. I do kind of feel sorry for him because it was obviously work permit issues which prevented him from playing for Liverpool Football Club. I actually saw more of him on Instagram in Bobby Firmino's house because they're obviously the mates, both the compatriots and stuff like that. So I never got a chance to see him play, so I can't comment on his football. He's obviously gone out on loan quite a few times. So,
6 times.
So that's where the fee's coming from. People watch him and what he's doing. Obviously, Liverpool got him initially, so I think there's some substance in that. But I think they've got to a point now where it's probably beneficial for his career to go somewhere else. Probably Liverpool probably getting sick of giving him out on loan. It's obviously not working out. But to get £3.2 million, me and Matt joked about it before upstairs, it's just Michael Edwards striking again. Like, how can you have someone who's not played for your club and then just turn over like a, you know, nearly £3 million profit? Sound.
By all accounts, he was really highly rated as well. Obviously, we might see some of him now in the Brazilian lineup. Obviously, he is only 22, and
I think that was the issue. I think he had to make more international appearances to get his work permit. So, but he can't get that by going out on loan left, right, and centre.
No, of course not. And I think this will be big for him. And then maybe in the future we might be back in for him. You never know. It depends on that. But I think you're right in terms of what you were saying before. It's beneficial for the player more than anything. You don't want this player's career to be stifled for the whole time while he's on Liverpool's books and on loan all over the place. Like I say, let us know in the comments. Do you think we should have got more? I mean, if you say yes, you're mental, really. But
the other thing is as well, with 10% sell-on clause, if he does turn out to be world class or whatever, you know, you're getting more money. You're getting more than £3.2 million.
100%. I like to say, let us know your thoughts in the comments on that one. Moving swiftly on, former Liverpool star Bobby Duncan switches agents after controversial transfer, again from the Mirror. This is interesting. Obviously, we knew Bobby Duncan's agent was a bit of a tit. He's been banned for like 6 months or weeks, I think, by the FA for tweets he's made, and let's not get into that. But basically,
just a weapon, isn't it?
Exactly. So the Mail report that Duncan has now joined up with German agency Sports Total to oversee his career. I think this is boss for the lad, to be honest with you. I was gutted for him at the time. I think his agent was really ham-fisted in the way he went about getting a move for this player, and basically made it to the point where nothing could be done. Bobby Duncan would not play again for Liverpool, and he was a really good talent alongside Glatzel in the youth setup. We obviously saw a bit of him in pre-season. Bobby Duncan scores a goal for the club.
And a trophy together.
Exactly, and it's hard because his career could have been so promising. I don't think he would have gone into Liverpool's setup, but the way that it went, the way that it happened, I'm glad now that he's kind of cut ties with his agent. It was his agent's thing in my eyes.
Yeah, I think it's so easy for us, and I probably was guilty of doing this at the time, of kind of slagging him off and going, like, who do you think you are? You're bigger than that. You think, you know, you deserve someone because you're Gerrard's cousin or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you're 18 years old and you're being advised by someone who you rely upon heavily, you're not mature enough or experienced enough in life experience to kind of make the right decisions. And you've got to make mistakes. I think we've all made mistakes. I've made mistakes. I'm thinking when you're in this football circle, you probably do live in a bit of a bubble,
yeah,
don't you? And so you know, you just go and you lean on someone who you trust, and then that person was his agent at the time. But it looks like he's learned from that mistake and gone, actually, no, that's not right for me. I kind of need to move on. He got the move to Fiorentina. He's not really kicked on in their first team at all. So it's a bit like, well, sound okay. You reap what you sow in that sense. But effectively, he's learned from it. Sound like, you know, Liverpool are fine without him, so he's not really like, you know, we won't fall apart because he's gone. Just go and get some experience if you want to see them, make the most of it, come back and kick on your career again.
100%. We'll carry it on with a couple more youth players for Liverpool. Neil Jones on Twitter, LFC striker Liam Miller has been recalled from his loan spell at Kilmarnock. We'll carry on. People have been asking why, mutual decision, asking how's his performance, 22 appearances, one goal, doubt he'll play first team, says Neil. Someone's asking about Jaria, basically saying, wasn't he considered a huge talent? Neil Jones says, I wouldn't say he was ever talked up as that. He's very quick and direct and has generally done well at under 23s. So a mutual thing, maybe it's down to not getting enough playing experience. Maybe it's down to just the fact that Brewster's gone out on loan, so we need people to come in and fill that gap in the under 23s setup. It's one of them for me where I'm not too arsed at the moment. We've got such a wealth of talent up top, especially bringing in Minamino now. I think these youth players are going to find it hard too. I think it's purely just cover for that under 23 spot.
I think it's cover for a couple of reasons. One is Brewster, which, you know, we bought that lad whose name's completely escaped me. I can't remember. Earlier on this week, some youngster anyway. It's Redman TV Academy. Oh, yeah. Redman TV Academy will have you covered on that.
Yeah.
But also, the youth team played last night. They played Atletico Madrid in the youth game, but it was like there was no Harvey Elliott, there was no Curtis Jones.
Yeah.
So like, you think, you know, the poor manager, he's got all these players, and he's thinking, wow, I've got all this talent, and they're all going to the first team. Ultimately, they need to be replaced and have a bit of cover and kind of, you know, just get bodies in there, as well as Brewster going out on loan. I think it's a combination of all that.
Yeah, another one. Isaac Christie Davis joins Cercle Bruges. I wonder how you say that. If anyone knows, any Belgians in here knows how to say that first one. Maybe it is just Cercle. I mean, that's what it looks like.
Yeah. A bit Cercle.
Cercle Bruges.
There you go.
I was just getting something on my throat then, either. Isaac Christie Davis has joined Cercle Bruges on loan until the end of the season.
He's just going to carry on calling it Cercle Bruges.
Cercle Bruges, yeah, why not? So basically, the German coach who's previously in charge of that team, Royal Excel Mouscron, where Taiwo Awoniyi, spent time on loan last season under his tutelage. So it's one of them where he's basically just gone, right, go out there, get some experience, mate. He's midfielder, you're not getting into Liverpool's setup because there's so many ahead of you. Think about the seven first teamers for Liverpool, then you're looking at Curtis Jones, you're looking at other players, Kiravea in there, you're just not getting into the side, mate. Go out there, get on loan, see what you can do with your career.
Yeah, and I think the other good thing as well is, like, you know, we joke about it then, but I've never heard of that club. I'm not going to keep tabs on what he's doing, which I think is good for the young players, just to be able to go out and play first team football for, you know, whoever it is, you know, out the spotlight. Keep their head down, go and learn the trade. And ultimately, it's also difficult, and I'm going to say this with Bobby Duncan as well, when you're so young, to go to a different country, a different culture, you're learning so much as well as just your football and you know, the language and all that sort of stuff. So fair play to him for that.
100%. We'll move on away from the youth players now. These are some Liverpool transfer targets. Apparently, Goal have kind of put a list of five players that Liverpool could be interested in buying. The names on that list is Sevilla defender Diego Carlos, obviously Jadon Sancho, who's playing at Dortmund at the moment, Bayer Leverkusen's winger Leon Bailey, Wigan's forward Joe Gelhardt, and Brescia and Italian midfielder Sandro Tonali. I've heard of a couple of them. Leon Bailey I've heard of, Joe Gelhardt I've heard of, being linked with Liverpool before.
Do you think we're going to be getting anyone this January? Obviously, Klopp's come out and said, look, probably not. James Pearce has come out and said, probably not. We got Minamino, by all accounts, just because we found out about his release clause and we needed to get him in before other clubs pounced on it. I mean, it's a good little list, if nothing else, really.
It's so difficult now because Liverpool are so good at keeping things quiet.
Yeah.
You know, Minamino kind of came out of nowhere. It goes back to Fabinho. It was a post-Van Dijk stuff when, you know, we messed up there and got our fingers burnt. And it's like, just so good at keeping stuff quiet. You yeah. keep saying no, but in the back of my mind, I'm going, yeah, something's going
possibly,
on there.
Yeah.
But if I'm being honest, I don't think we'll do anything more this January. If we're going to do anything, I think it would be a deal, say, Sancho, for example, agree now and he'll come in the summer sort of thing and kind of get stuff done. But there'll be stuff going on in the background. Like you said, they're reactive to stuff. They're also proactive in the transfer market. The right person's there. They go out and go and get them. And, you know, it sounds boring, like, you know, Klopp does it, them sound. And the players that have been mentioned, obviously Sancho's been linked for ages.
Yeah.
Diego Carlos, if Real Madrid are eyeing him up to replace Sergio Ramos, you know, he's a good defender. Mm-hmm. I think Liverpool needs to keep their eyes on centre-half. It's all right saying we've got Nat Phillips and stuff like that, but I also think, you know, we saw Van Dijk, good centre-halves are really hard to come by and you pay the big bucks for them. Matip's 28, Dejan Lovren's 30.
Yeah, if you can get someone in.
Joe Gomez is young, yeah. But again, for that price, you're going to hinder Joe Gomez's thing. And also, in the back of your mind, as a fan, you know, those three that I just mentioned, are, you know, had their injuries.
That's true.
In recent history, you just got someone who's going to totally wipe that out and you've got someone, the amount of games that we play at the minute, and have three boss centre half, then they're going to do that.
I mean, I'd be interested in the comments. Let us know which one would you be most excited to bring in. Obviously, you've heard loads about Jadon Sancho, Leon Bailey. He's been linked for a few transfer windows in a row. He's an interesting one. Apparently, he could go for 13 mil instead of Sancho's massive one. But yeah, out of them five, Diego Carlos, Jadon Sancho, Leon Bailey, Joe Geldhart and Sandro Tonali, who would you be most interested in Liverpool going out to buy?
If Leon Bailey came in for that price, I would be concerned what that would mean for Shaqiri.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's true, but then concerned is concerned the right word? Do you care? Because if he's better than Shaqiri, asked. I know he's a Liverpool player, but you care
because I'm a human, Tom, and I have feelings. Of course I care. You're a Liverpool player? What, is just, what does you never walk alone mean to you?
Oh, no, I get
you. You prick.
No, but you know what I mean? In terms of, look, we're top. We're top now. We literally be ruthless with these players sometimes. I'm not asked. If the only way Shaqiri really gets into our side is if we change system. That's how he gets into this team.
And he stops getting injured.
So if you're going to bring someone in who, yes, you can change system with, but then you're not forced to change system to get him into the team, maybe get him in. But I do know what you mean. Concerned. Okay, be concerned. We'll move swiftly on. Apparently another player Ross is so concerned about, he's really concerned about all Liverpool players. So Ross, you're really concerned about Lloris Karius' future.
This has not worked out well for me at all.
the next story is Lloris Karius expected to return to Liverpool this summer. Permanent Besiktas transfer unlikely. And the reason the Besiktas transfer is unlikely is not because he's been playing bad there, but he's first choice goalkeeper there. It's purely because they don't have the funds. And do you think, and let me know in your thoughts in the comments, do you think Liverpool will let Karius go at a cut price just to get him off the books? Or do you think they'll just go, no, we're so good at getting money for these types of players that we can get, we believe we can pawn them off to somewhere else?
I don't think cut prices in Michael Abbott's vocabulary when it comes to selling players.
But then, is there any way to keep him around the squad?
No, I don't think they'll keep him. I think they'll get €8 million, which is what's saying here. So the Besiktas have an £8 million €8 million obligation, sorry, to sign German international on permanent transfer.
Mm.
They'll get that for him. Someone will pay that. Look at the Premier League alone and how shit the goalkeepers are, and Karius has made mistakes.
Yeah.
But again, like, you know, to be fair to him, I think he'll always be tainted with the goalkeeper who let to it in a final and making mistakes.
Yeah.
So I don't think I definitely would have said him back at Liverpool. I don't think they should rule that out straight away. But someone will see past those mistakes and go actually round that. He's actually a fairly decent goalkeeper.
Well, Besiktas looked past it and just went, they can't afford him because he's been that, well, not that good for him. The problem is the only time you ever hear about Lloris Karius anymore is when Twitter videos come out of him making a mistake. You don't see him keeping clean sheets. You don't see him doing good, solid performances because no one cares anymore.
Michael Edwards should go to Finch Farm, go, listen, I've got a goalkeeper here with normal size arms.
He's a very handsome man as well. Maybe you could calm down the Finch Farm 10. anyway, Matt, do you have any comments for us about these news stories, please?
Yeah, we've got Rob D saying Michael Edwards strikes again, and we've got a sell-on percentage. Boom.
About Alan de Souza. It's true. We spoke about it before, that talent percentage is massive. Michael Edwards is a god in terms of all this stuff. I think it is silly just how much money, if you think about the likes of Solanke and players of that ilk, where you're just going, they've done really nothing for this club, but we're getting so much money off them because of the value of literally being named with Liverpool. It is mad, isn't it?
Yeah, I think when it comes to transfers, we always say we trust Klopp. I trust what Klopp's going to do, but it shouldn't be that. It should be, I trust Michael Edwards.
Yeah.
Because you're getting the player over the line is one thing, or acquiring the player, but to get for the deals that he does, and like you said, it's a regular thing now, isn't it? Even selling, like you just said, the players you mentioned, or even like you go back to like Andy Robertson, he was essentially free because we sold Kevin Stewart. Who talks about Kevin Stewart anymore?
Well, that's the thing is we're talking about trusting Michael Edwards there, but Klopp obviously trusts him. Klopp goes, right, get this player for me in. Look, we have the pulling power because of what we're doing on the pitch and the man that I am and the teammates that he will get. But in terms of you dealing with the back of house and the CEOs of these different clubs and the marketing directors and blah, 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 you go to them and just be like, put your balls on the line, Michael, and just go, no, this is where Liverpool. Your player wants to come to us. We're that good. Do it. Any other comments?
Yeah, just a bit on Bobby Duncan. Tom's saying there's only room for one Bobby at the club and Robert Angel is saying it's a shame, but he wishes them all the best.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like what we said before. Of like, you know, at the time, I think a lot of people were pissed off and, you know, it was kind of all up in the air and there was a lot of anger about and stuff like that. Yeah. And then turns out, you know, Liverpool Twitter went through his agent's tweets and he's thinking, okay, that's the guy that he's dealing with. You think if you're 18 years of age and someone's supposed to be looking after you.
Yeah.
You know, it's supposed to be, you know, you guard in that sense of, you know, protecting your career and what's best for you.
And instead he's having arguments on Twitter with Jamie Carragher.
You know what I mean? Only one winner in that one.
Yeah, you know, it is mad. To be honest, I don't know if he would have had the quality to get into this team. You'll never know. Maybe he would have. Maybe if he was given a few chances in the FA Cup and the League Cup, like we've seen some of the youth players have. But it was the fact that apparently he wasn't very good in different setups at City and at Liverpool, and he thought he was bigger than he was. I hope this is, like you say, wish him all the best for his career because he's kind of dropped down and he needs to work hard now, but I think he will. I think he'll pull through and become a really good footballer.
It's a lesson, isn't it? You realise you fucked up, you learn from your mistake and you move on. It's how he reacts to it, not what he does.
100%. Next one.
Yeah, just a little bit on Sancho. Strongest Civilian says Sancho's a great player, but overpriced. That seems to be the general consensus, to be honest, in the comments.
Yeah, that's the thing for me is, the problem is now, Ross, though, do you always have to overpay? Is my thinking. You're always going to have to... If you want to further the squad in terms of, look, we have brilliant world-class players, if you want to bring in a world-class player or a potential world-class player, you're going to have to pay a lot of money to bring that person in, aren't you? Unless you can get a Minamino, who mad release clause, you're going to have to pay quite a bit of money to get these types of players in.
Yeah, I think it depends on the actual player, to be fair. Like Sancho, I agree. I think it's a lot for someone who's only, you know, still quite young. But yeah, again, you argue the fee of, it's not just the value of the quality of the players, but it's worth to the club.
Yeah.
So, for the 70 million for Jadon Sancho, what are you going to get, 8 to 10 years out of him? When you break that down to anything like £10 million, roughly, say, a year, isn't that much, in a sense. And you're thinking if he's going to be replacing the likes of Mohamed Salah in 2 years' time, then you've covered yourself for that. You save yourself the worry of panic buying and spending even more money.
That is true, yeah.
Mbappe, is a different case, in the sense that, like, I know you're not a massive fan of him, or you don't want Liverpool to buy him, sorry.
If he would have scored that Rabona 25 yards out, I would have changed my mind, but he didn't. It went like a yard wide. Killian, score it, and then maybe we'll talk. Yeah,
Bobby scores them, doesn't he? Yeah. But I think he's a one-off. I think there's cases for certain people. Mbappe is one of them for me.
Yeah.
Where you go, you're fucking amazing. Yeah, like, yeah, you know, he's proven it. And okay, you can say he's proven it in the Farmers League and stuff like that, but he's done it on the world stage for France as well. Mm-hmm. I've gone, he's probably one of the best natural finishers that I've seen. Someone with pace against someone you get 10 years out of. Klopp's wanted him before, doesn't really have to come into it other night deals, and he has to come into it for me. I just think he's a quality player. I think that's someone you can go and break your bank for. Don't break your wage structure is the biggest thing. If you don't break your wage structure, if he's demanding stuff, Liverpool are very good at going, well, no, we don't tolerate that. He's willing to take a pay cut, come to Liverpool, and actually work hard and graft and have that mentality that all these other players got as winners. I'm all in for him. But if not,
how did we start talking about Mbappe on this show again? We've spoken about Mbappe every single day for the past 7 months, and it's annoying. Stop.
Hashtag 2020.
Yeah, no, genuine. I'm honestly pretty sick of it. One more.
Would you not be excited if you signed for us?
Yeah, I'd be excited, but I'd be sitting. No, I'd be like, no, I've spoken about him so much, don't care. That would be exciting.
Fuck, you don't care about anything today.
I would be excited, fucking to be hell. Fair. It would be great to see him. But no. One more.
Yeah, I think most people are not wanting Karius to come back. Jojo says, please loan or sell him. He brings horrible memories.
Yeah, that is the thing. That's
exactly why you get rid of him.
Yeah.
Not just for that one person, but like, can you imagine like the mentality of the fans? Yeah, just that one comment. But like, that's the mentality that you'd have. Yeah, and it was the same, like, if he ever came back onto the pitch. Now, even our trend comes in, this is the difference. You know, he played the FA Cup game the other day, and you think he's sound when the ball's near him close to feet and he's in his own boxes, players chasing him down. Fine. As soon as Karius will come back in, or his name's on the bench or whatever, and this isn't to slag him off or to sound horrible, your mentality goes, oh Christ, fucking hell, what's going to happen here? And he'd probably have the same if he stepped onto. I know he got applauded when he came onto the pitch at Anfield after his mistake and stuff like that. But then he made
a mistake the next game, and I think in that game as well, he made mistakes. His head was massively gone.
And I think it's best for him, he just goes somewhere else.
Yeah, 100%. I really feel like we talk about baggage about some of these players. He had the most baggage out of everyone. You think about Dejan Lovren and Henderson and Lallana. We've been able to work the way through this, through game time and working and what have you, but as a goalkeeper it's so hard because like you've got to be on your game so much, and the way Alisson's kind of come into this team and made it his own, the way Adrian's come into this team when Alisson's been out and made that his own, I think it's completely shut the door now for Karius. And again, wish him all the best in the world, really, really do, but no, I can't relive that game.
He'd be better making a career out of being an influencer on Instagram.
And you know what? I think he'd do a damn good job at being a model alongside being a footballer. Maybe a bit like Emre Can, walking down the road together as models.
Wasn't it a Matlab model or something, Emre Can?
Probably, or like ASOS or something, maybe. Yeah. Good on them. I wish I could be a model. I mean, only in my house. And like when I'm taking pictures of myself in the mirror, but that's about it.
God.
Very, very quickly, thank you everyone for watching. But like I was speaking about at the top of the show, we've done loads of content ahead of Spurs. Obviously, as you can see, Opposition Insight with the Fighting Cock, Flav, really, really good show. We've done the Uncensored Match build-up, and we've done a Reds transfer roundup. There will be later on a newsroom with
Paul Gorse coming out, so make sure to check out all that. Thank you everyone for commenting. Thank you Ross for joining me on the show. Or I joined you on the show this week. Thank you Matt behind the camera. Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. Chris will be on the show.
With Jack.
Chris will be on the show with Jack. So yeah, make sure you come over. It'll be after the, I'm assuming Klopp's doing a press conference tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it'll be after that press conference. So whatever Klopp has to say about injuries and what have you, we'll have you covered with that news and our opinions on them. Yeah, thank you everyone. Make sure to check out the starting 11 later as well, actually on the main YouTube channel, because I'll be doing that. So yeah, thank you everyone for watching. See you later.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.